Right, so this is the breaking story that we've been keeping an eye on for you at this hour. As we headed to Parliament this afternoon, the news broke that Eskom has decided that it is going to try to offer its senior staff voluntary retrenchment packages. Now, obviously, you know that the power utility is going through a period where it needs to start streamlining its services. It is heavily in debt, and part of that debt perhaps arises out of the massive workforce it has. We know that Eskom is sitting with roughly 15,000 more employees than it should have. What does that mean? It means this is a particular drain on the state's resources, and particularly for an organization that is so heavily in debt, they need to find cutting points where they are able to slough off staff whom they don't actually require. What does it mean that this is being offered to senior managers? We were hoping to get some comment on that from Skonathi Mantshantsha, the spokesperson. Unfortunately, he is not giving interviews this afternoon, but this was what he had to tell us a short while ago in a voice note.
Eskom has commenced offering a voluntary severance separation program targeted at the senior management staff. There will be no forced job losses, and general workers or non-managerial workers will not at all be affected. This process will be done during March and April, when it will conclude. And through this, Eskom will pay 400 million rands in this severance package. The aim is to reduce headcount costs and indeed to rationalize senior management. There will be no forced job losses. The cost of this 400 million rands will be recouped within the first year, and this should result in an efficiently run company.
That was Skonathi Mantshantsha just giving us a brief idea of what Eskom's plan is in regards to those potential voluntary retrenchments.